Chapter 42. It's very much changed since my time then, apostrophe said the collector, very much. Apostrophe, was it a dismal one in your time? Apostrophe, apostrophe asked Nicholas, scarcely able to repress a smile. Very, apostrophe replied Mr. Lillivick, with some vehemence of manner. It's the war time that I speak of, the last war. It may be a cheerful language. I should be sorry to contradict anybody, but I can only say that I've heard the French prisoners, who were natives, and ought to know how to speak it, talking in such a dismal manner that it made one miserable to hear them. That I have, 50 times, sir, 50 times. Apostrophe, apostrophe, Mr. Lillivick was waxing so cross that Mrs. Kenwicks thought it expedient to motion to Nicholas not to say anything, and it was not until Miss Pettiker had practiced several blandishments to soften the excellent old gentleman that he deigned to break silence by asking, "What's the water in French, sir?" Apostrophe, apostrophe, low, apostrophe replied Nicholas. Ah! Apostrophe, apostrophe said Mr. Lillivick, shaking his head mournfully, I thought as much. Low, eh? I don't think anything of that language, nothing at all. Apostrophe, I suppose the children may begin, uncle? Apostrophe, apostrophe said Mrs. Kenwicks. Oh yes, they may begin, my dear, apostrophe replied the collector, discontentedly. I have no wish to prevent them. Apostrophe, this permission being conceded, the four Miss Kenwickses sat in a row, with their tails all one way, and Marlena at the top, while Nicholas, taking the book, began his preliminary explanations. Miss Pettiker and Mrs. Kenwicks looked on, in silent admiration, broken only by the whispered assurances of the latter that Marlena would have it all by heart in no time, and Mr. Lillivick regarded the group with frowning and attentive eyes, lying in wait for something upon which he could open a fresh discussion on the language. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.